Jodie, last gasp, equaliser, and by a player that you've just brought to the club as well, and obviously admire as a striker who's really been through the mill in his footballing time in the last few years. Tough opening 20 minutes as well. Your assessment of the draw with Durham?
First and foremost, I think it's a vital point for us because we, you know, anyone who was here can see we didn't play particularly well. I think we had a good 20 minutes in the first half, the second 20 minutes where Neil got his goal, and I thought we were on top for that period. But apart from that, the other 70 minutes of the game, Durham deserved a lot more from it. But, you know, I want to credit the players because they somehow dug deep and got something out of a game where we probably didn't deserve that. And with the power of hindsight, and you see the way the other results went tonight with other sort of playoff contenders, that will turn out to be an important point. You know, Durham would have gone level with us if they had got the 3 points, so we've kept them off our backs for a while. And you know, I don't want to be too negative. The performance was nowhere near good enough for what I expect, but we got a point, so we've got to try and take the positives from that.
What does no game for about 2.5 weeks do to a side with postponements, especially when you don't know that they're going to happen until maybe 5 hours before kickoff?
Yeah, look, it's been hard for all the teams in the league at the moment. Training conditions haven't been great. Not playing games is, you know, doesn't have any positive effect, really. We probably played one of the few teams who have been playing, because I'm guessing the weather's been a bit different in Norfolk, and they've played 3 games in the time that we've played none. So I think you could see that in the first 20 minutes, but I don't want to take anything away from Durham. I thought they played well. They got men behind the ball and then broke very, very fast, and it caused us problems most of the night. But you still have to look at the 2 goals and say individual errors, slowness of thought from our players is what's cost us the 2 goals. So disappointed with how we conceded the goals. I'm disappointed with how we performed, full stop, but I'm just glad that we got a point.
Durham's first season at this level as well, it just shows you that there's a lot of clubs aiming for Ryman League now, and they're able to hit the ground running, aren't they, and progress. It's getting much, much tougher division.
Yeah, they're one of the biggest clubs in Norfolk, you know, semi-professional clubs. So they're going to be strong, and they've bided the time to get out of the furlough non-league, and they've come up, and they obviously feel they're equipped to come up, and they're showing it, aren't they? They've improved throughout the season, and now they're definite playoff contenders. And from what I see tonight, they're going to be there or thereabouts. They're strong, they're physical, and they've got a few boys in midfield who can play, and they hit you on the counter attack very well. But you know, I want everyone to know we won't perform as badly as that very often. I don't think there was 3 or 4 people well below par, and they know they were well below par. And as a group, we were a little bit disjointed. We looked like, you know, a team who hasn't played together. We looked like a team that hasn't had a lot of football. But you know, I keep going back to it. We showed great character because we got a point out of nothing, and that will be a big point because Durham are taking points off everyone, and they'll continue to do so. So, you know, again, I keep saying it, just be positive. We got the point when I know, the players know, that that wasn't good enough.
There's a lot of new faces out there. Obviously, they would have got to know each other through the training ground, but in terms of playing a game and learning off each other as to where everyone's going to be and the runs and the moves and whatever. I mean, you made the point the other day, I think it was online or in the papers, about there's only so much you can do on a training ground, you need to get back to the games.
Yeah, everything changes when there's points at stake and when there's an opposition doing something that you don't know they're going to do. In training, situations are kind of created to replicate things, but it becomes predictable. You know, you know the back four know what the attacking players are going to do. The midfield players are playing to a pattern, and all becomes very predictable. When you're playing a genuine opposition and there's points at stake and there's conditions out there like there were today, then people have got to make good decisions, and their decision making is tested, their togetherness is tested, their cohesion in terms of how one another play, like you've just said, all those things get tested. And the only way we're going to grow and see an improvement in it is playing games. So I hope this weather stays reasonable and we play Saturday, because we need to play Saturday and we need to play Tuesday and we need to get a run of games so that the largely new squad can gel together, and you know, we can grow as a unit.
And how much of an asset do you believe Jamie Guy could be to the side? And I think he made the point the other day, he hadn't played a game of football for a month, so I mean, he needs to get games as well.
Yeah, him and Chris Bryan are both proven strikers at this level, and they're both lacking match fitness and match practice. But I thought Jamie was our shining light in the first half hour when we weren't great. I thought Jamie looked the most positive, the most powerful, and the most likely. He dipped off, and that's probably down to the fitness and the lack of games that he's played. But then he kind of did what it says on the tin. He's a proven goal scorer, and he got a goal out of nothing, really. A decent ball into the box by Chris, but Jamie's rose above people, and it's a very good header. And that's what you pay goal scorers to do, get you out of jail, get goals out of nothing, and that's what Jamie's done tonight.
Are you pleased that you brought Ashley Harrison out of retirement? Seems quite surprising that Danny Sandwich managed to play that Ware game with a suspected broken hand, with painkillers, and that's a bit of a get-out-of-jail card for him as well, having suffered that injury on Boxing Day and not being 100% aware of it during the Ware game, other than being in a lot of discomfort.
Yeah, I mean, Danny, I think, just thought he had a bit of bruising, so he kept it to himself and played through it. And he played well in the game, so fair play to him. He's obviously made of strong stuff. But I was very pleased with Ashley tonight. He's not played any football, has he, for a couple of years. And I think he's made a couple of good saves there in the second half when they've counter-attacked on us. So I think he can go away happy with himself, and I'm happy with him. Someone who hasn't played for a couple of years to come in and perform like that in a game where we were under the cosh a little bit is a huge credit to him. But that's why we brought him in. He's experienced, and we were confident that he could come in and go straight into match situations having not played.
And finally, AFC Sudbury, probably one of the bigger of the Suffolk sides in non-league football, along with Needham Market, all outside the Football League, of course, of Ipswich Town. They're always going to prove a big test to anybody that they play, because they're a decent side. They're well supported as well. They're perhaps a sleeping giant that they could hold their own in the Ryman Premier if and when they get there.
Yeah, I think they're a massive club, without a doubt. The following they get, the facilities they've got. They've got a great history at one level below with all those Vars finals, and you can only see them like improving. I think the manager there now seems to have them. I haven't actually seen them play, but if you look at the table and their results, they're doing better than they have done in the previous couple of seasons. They've got a 1-1 draw with VCD tonight, who are clear at the top. So yeah, big club playing well, and it'll be a big test for us. But like I say, we'll look forward to the game, because we need to play games no matter who the opposition is. We need 2, 3, 4 games on the bounce so we can get some momentum and get some cohesion and hopefully produce some better football.
Okay, many thanks, and see you Saturday.
Cheers.